Yo, 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 it's your boy Sean Puff. I'm here with Mike K, and this is Sparks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. Just hanging in there. Coming off a great weekend of wrestling last weekend, watching AEW. I enjoyed it. I don't know if you watched the review that I did with Travis Moody from God Hates Geeks. I kind of watched it. Some people didn't. I thought it was fucking great. It was something needed. What were y'all thoughts on the show overall?
I thought it was good. I thought the show was good. They did a good job. There wasn't anything that I didn't like about it. It was a good pay-per-view. It was pretty everything that happened was pretty much expected. I was pretty happy about it.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed the whole show. They had their comedy shit. You know, I'm not a big comedy wrestling fan guy, but it was well done. Where they put it in that stadium stampede match, I think it was well done, and they made it work. It wasn't. It was 10 times better than Money in the Bank. That's my thought.
Oh yeah, absolutely, it was 1,000 times better than Money in the Bank.
Yeah. So this week, did you watch AEW this week?
I did.
I didn't watch the whole thing yet. I'm like still going at it with it right now because I was kind of up in New Hampshire. But I did see that the Revival, now being called FTR because...
Yeah, you can't use the Revival.
Well, it's not even just that. After the Revival, they were going to be the Revolt.
Yeah, FTR is fine.
I guess.
Actually, I don't have a problem with that name. I mean, somebody got SCU, why not FTR too?
I guess that's a way to look at it. I wasn't looking at it that way. To me, I was just like, that's kind of dumb. They were going to be the Revolt, and then another tag team was like,
better than the Revolt. I don't like the Revolt.
No?
No, I don't like that name.
Why not?
I don't know. It just doesn't sound right.
Like there's another tag team that uses the Revolt. That's why they couldn't use it.
Oh, that's fine. That tag team must suck.
I just dropped something on my floor. I'm trying to get it.
Revolt's not a good name. I like FTR better.
I don't really care either way. I like the Revival better, so.
Yeah, of course, I'm just going to call them Dash and Wilder, even though that's not their names.
No, they're not Dash. It's Wheeler and something, yeah. Right?
But I'm just going to call them Dash and Wilder because I don't know their name. Because that's who they are. You can change
it. Wheeler, I know that. I forget the other ones.
It's like the War Raiders being called freaking Eric and Ivar. It's like, no, you're Hanson and Rowe.
Can we talk about how this whole, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk about that today. Because there's not a lot going on right now. We've got our pre-shows coming up for TakeOver and then... and then Backlash, but until then, not really much going on this week. So can we talk about this whole stupid thing that they're doing with the Street Profits and the War Raiders?
I don't know. I think it's just because they have nothing else. They can't do, like, backstage segments or something, and they can't do, like, all this other stuff, so they got to do something else.
Technical issues.
Yeah, I see that. So, I don't know. I mean,
it happens. Wrecking the set.
They have like nothing to do. So, I don't know. They're killing time.
It's bad. It's not even good at all.
Terrible. Yeah, it's terrible.
Like, so I'll tell you, the first one was fine when they did the basketball game.
See, I don't think any of them have been funny.
It was a little funny. Like, they whipped their ass and they're like, oh, no, we would just let you in.
Yeah.
But it was uncalled for. It was unneeded. And then it's just gotten worse and worse and worse and worse.
Right.
Let's just have them wrestle. I mean, I guess it's better than 4 weeks in a row of them having the same match.
I suppose. But it's like, it's, I don't know. They're not even like, it's like we don't have any other tag teams. So we need to kind of just like put you two together because we don't have anything else to do. Because we really don't have any other tag teams going after the belts right now. It's just those two. Everyone else is doing something else.
Yeah, the whole thing is just like they don't have that. The tag division is just bad right now.
There's nothing good about the tag division. There's nobody there. They don't have anybody.
Yeah, I don't know. They've got to just. Everything they've done with the Street Profits, I haven't really been a fan of. I feel like they're just like that black guy that is always a comedy, and I hate that WWE does that with every black wrestler. He's a joke. Like who's not a joke? It's a black wrestler.
He doesn't like black people.
Bobby Lashley, I guess.
He's pretty much a joke. I mean, he went to a whole cuckold storyline.
But they're kind of over that now, and they're gonna they're basically putting together a beatdown plan again.
Yeah, so he can get jobbed out to freaking Drew McIntyre now.
I think if he gets jobbed out to Drew McIntyre, it's going to be because one of two things are going to happen.
Not winning.
No, he's not going to win. But if it's going to work out one of two ways, right? Either Lana costs him the match, or Lana turns on him and joins Drew. So either way, Lana costs him the match.
Lana's not turning on to join Drew. It's just going to show she might cost him the match. It'll be something like that. She'll come out.
Because of the whole thing that's going on with them, you know what I mean? I think it's going to be she'll help Drew because...
She's not going to help Drew. She's just going to, she's going to be distracting. She'll, come out and get in an argument with freaking MVP out on the apron or whatever, outside the ring, and Bobby will get distracted and then get claymored, and that'll be the end of the match. And then I'll blame it on Lana.
And then what'll happen from there? Like, they have to do something with Lana. That's why I figured that she'd be involved with Drew in some way.
Then they'll just go back to being then they'll get the divorce and yada yada. They'll get a divorce and then she can leave.
I don't think she's going to leave. I think she's a hot blonde. She's a hot blonde. Vince likes hot blondes.
Until Rusev's like, yeah, it's enough. You need to leave that show.
Rusev.
Rusev, I mean, sorry.
Miro.
Yeah, until Rusev says, okay, yeah, it's enough. I don't want my wife on that show anymore. And then you can just and then she'll just leave. And she'll disappear.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting where that goes. I think that's going to be – I'm not against this whole storyline they're doing with that, but it kind of throws me off because they were just putting him with TMDK. MVP, they were putting him with TMDK. You know who that is?
No.
The team that was called TM61.
Oh.
It's one of those guys from TM61.
Oh, yeah. MVP's guys. Yeah, that's right.
And Brendan Vick. In the Indies and in Australia, because they're from Australia, they're called TMDK, the Mighty Don't Kneel. That's the actual name of their crew. And then they change them to, you're going to be TM61. Which makes no fucking sense.
Yeah. They don't know what they're doing any of them anyways. I don't know what they're doing.
It's the whole argument. We're having this argument in the wrestling group. The problem today is the whole wrestling is for everyone crowd, thinking that, not understanding that wrestling and sports entertainment is two different things. And your sports entertainment fans aren't wrestling fans.
Right.
And they think they are.
Yeah.
I like Effie. He's gay. I like Nyla Rose. She's a trans. You don't like wrestling. You like sports entertainment, sweetheart.
And I think the problem is, too, is that, you're trying to be entertainment in a time where nobody wants it.
There are people that want it.
No, we don't need it right now. This day and age, entertainment's for big crowds and shit like that. You can get away with wrestling without having a big crowd. Entertainment without a big crowd just comes off as just stupid.
I agree with
it. So it's just this is dumb because it's
a big crowd, it's stupid. And I won't say that there hasn't been comedy throughout wrestling forever. It's just not as prevalent as it is today.
Well, does it come off because people don't, there's nobody reacting to it. You have no reaction to it. You know what I mean? Like wrestling.
Before that, I didn't like start disliking this comedy crap once we didn't have fans. I didn't like it before. It was crap before. It wasn't good before.
Right, because you weren't getting any reactions to it. Now you have no one to even react to it.
Before you leave reactions because they started. Here's the problem that happened. WWF became WWE, and they went to this sports entertainment model, and they started pandering to the casual fans. And now that you brought in all these casual fans who really weren't about wrestling and were about all these other things, you brought in all these people who are now watching it, and now these people go to indie shows because, you know, they like wrestling now because of what WWE's presenting, and now the indies have to put on this dumb fucking comedy crap because now the fans that are coming to see them locally are liking that because these casual fans are the fans that got into going now because of WWE. So WWE really pushed. The funny thing is, a lot of these people hate Vince McMahon and hate WWE, and in reality, he's what made wrestling what you like. If you're a wrestling is for everybody fan, you like Vince McMahon. You might not want to say it because it's not the cool thing to say. You like Vince McMahon, dude, because it's good shit, pal. And you like that dumb shit that he would find funny.
True. Maybe no, it's true.
He doesn't do the gay gimmick. Maybe that's not his thing. But I'll also say, yes, he does. Remember Adrian Adonis?
True, but I mean, he does. There are some things he doesn't like. He doesn't really go near, like you said, like even like he has it in the past, but he's never like flaunted it or used it to like, you know, as a crutch to do something else. You know, like AEW with Nyla Rose or and Sunny Kiss, things like that. Like
I can't blame. Here's the thing. Here's what I'm gonna say about AEW with Sunny Kiss. We don't really see Sunny Kiss. He's true. There. Those things. I think I'm dark probably a lot. I don't watch much of dark, but Sunny Kiss isn't being featured in a prominent role. So I won't get on them about Sunny Kiss because he's not like the main face. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My point is that like Vince just doesn't, it's not what Vince ever really does. He doesn't really like go in that direction.
No, you're right.
He just kind of, it's always, he's always the entertainer thing. Like you're right. It's just, it's always got to be funny things. It's always funny things to him, and he always thinks that, like, he thinks certain people are just meant to be a joke. And if that's, like, you know what I mean, just, that just happens to be.
I think it also goes to people thinking that wrestling fans are just dumb people. Like, Vince thinks that wrestling fans are stupid.
Oh, yeah, of course. He definitely does.
And we don't prove him wrong with the dumb shit that a lot of wrestling fans follow. Like he sees the shit that you guys are watching. He sees like what's going on in the indies and the dumb shit that you guys are loving and Effie getting his own fucking show and the Walmart niggas, as I call them, doing that. Everyone loves them. Whoa, look at these Walmart guys doing wrestling moves. Whoa. Half of them are sloppy. Like half of those things when they, oh, we did a Canadian Destroyer. That red-headed Negro does not do a good freaking
no
Destroyer. I'm kind of glad that they kind of fell off the spotlight after.
He shouldn't everything. Be doing it anyways. Like that I think that gives like wrestlers a bad name because like it gives them bad look because like do you promote that like you have to, you know, that you're good at this and that. This is something you've trained for your whole life. And then you got these clowns in Walmart doing the same moves. People are going to be like, well, then it's not really that hard.
But that's the wrestling is for everybody crowd. These are the same guys that, like, these are the Joey Janelas who book guys like this. Because Joey Janela came up and he wasn't really trained and he got a chance. Well, he wants to give everybody else a chance. And you're not inclusive. No, I'm freaking inclusive. Wrestling is for wrestling. Wrestling is for wrestling fans. Wrestling isn't for everyone. Sports entertainment's for everyone. If you want sports entertainment, go bring your sports entertainment to a sports entertainment place. Go find Vince and do some good shit and get over it because you're not a wrestling fan. Like, that's not what wrestling is. Wrestling isn't about superhuman just jumping on top of shit and Grimm's Toy Store putting on shit. Like, nobody cares. I don't want to see superhuman versus Grimm from Grimm's Toy Store or superhuman tagging up with Grimm against the Walmart niggas.
Yeah.
It's not. And if that's what you like, then not a wrestling fan. And here's the other side I'll say about it. Because I get these people that are like, well, I like this too. I think this wrestler is great. I like wrestling. Okay. Yeah, sure, you like wrestling. But you also are a sports entertainment fan. You're not watching it for wrestling. You might watch some wrestling for wrestling. But then you watch other wrestling because you like the sports entertainment, because you like the comedy and you like the bullshit.
Right, right.
Because if you didn't, if you were a wrestling fan, you wouldn't be into that shit. You'd be like, ah, this is dumb. It's not wrestling.
Right, right.
As soon as you say wrestling's for everybody, I said this today. Because so the whole thing, the whole comment that now we're jumping on, because you know as soon as someone says something that they think's catchy, they jump with it. I think wrestling's like Baskin Robbins. This is a flavor for everybody. Listen. Here's my comparison now. I'm gonna take a comparison and show you why it's dumb. You can go to Baskin Robbins, right? They got all these different flavors. Some of it's ice cream, some of it's frozen yogurt, and some of it's some other shit that's not even like really either.
Yeah.
Frozen yogurt and that other shit isn't ice cream.
True.
Just because you can go to a show and there's some wrestling, all that other shit is frozen yogurt and nonsense. It's not wrestling.
Right.
So, yeah. The Baskin Robbins has something for everybody, but it's not all ice cream. Just like it's not all wrestling. If you're into that shit, you don't like wrestling.
Right.
Yeah. And if you do like wrestling, you also like bullshit.
Right.
But it's this... This whole inclusive era that we're everyone inclusive, everybody this and that, blah, 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 blah. Get over it. Get over it already. Wrestling's not for everybody. It never was for everybody.
No.
Go back to the Attitude Era. The Attitude Era wasn't for everybody. Braun Panty matches, not for everybody.
No.
ECW, Taipei Death matches, not for everybody. Barbed wire explosion matches, not for everybody. When you look at the majority of wrestling, there's always been comedy in wrestling. But even the comedy spots in wrestling had their what they were there for and their position in it. The comedy wasn't in the main event.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like now they make the main event just comedy. No, that shit belongs the second, third, fourth match on the card.
No, yeah, exactly.
That's where you get King Kong Bundy and a couple midgets versus, I don't forgot who he fought at WrestleMania 3 and the other midgets. Remember when he splashed Lord Littlebrook, the
midget? Yeah, I remember all that stuff.
Yeah. And look what they did. They took the comedy and were like, we're going to make a serious moment out of this because it's WrestleMania.
Right. It's like Braun Strowman and Nick, one of the tag belts.
Which was stupid and shouldn't even been in that position.
Right. But somebody thought it was funny, so they said decided to do it. And there's nobody...
And that's not what wrestling should be about.
Right, it's and there's nobody out there being like... There's no one there saying, this is dumb. We shouldn't be doing this. Why are we doing this? This is stupid. Just get rid of it. It doesn't bring anything to anybody.
And you're trying to... It doesn't up the performance. It doesn't make the show better. Yeah. Like, no one looks back and says... You know, it was great when Braun Strowman and Nicholas won the tag team titles.
Right, exactly. Exactly, yeah.
It's funny because when you look at a lot of the stupid shit they do, it's akin to a lot of the stupid shit WCW used to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, what's the difference between David Arquette winning the WCW championship?
Exactly. There's no difference.
If anything, ready for this one? If anything, it's more believable that David Arquette would win the WCW championship than Nicholas winning the fucking tag team championship.
True. That's true.
So I don't know. It's nonsense. It's ridiculous. We need to get over. There's a lot of shit that we need to get over. I'm gonna get really. This is gonna be a controversial episode today because I'm gonna say some shit that's gonna piss people off. I probably already did. I'm gonna get worse right now. Let's talk about the bad shit that happened last week. Last week we found out 22-year-old Japanese female wrestler Hana Kimura committed suicide. Why did she commit suicide? Because she was being bullied online. They were attacking her for whatever. I'm going to say this. There were some parts of it that are messed up and it shouldn't be cool. Like the people that were attacking her because she's like mixed. She's like different. She was like Japanese and something else. And people were attacking her for that. Those people are shitbags. And they need to be dragged into the street and beat up. Okay? I'm like, I don't condone that. I don't condone racism. Racism's never cool. Racism's never okay. Okay? Like, I'm saying that first before someone misconstrues what I said and makes it about that. Racism is not cool. But on the other side of things, the big problem that we have with society, the reason that these things happen like this, isn't because we need to stop people from being bullies. No, it's because we've done that for the past 20 years. We've pushed this, you can't bully. You can't tell a kid he's wrong. You can't disagree with his classmate. Everybody gets a trophy. And if someone doesn't like what you say and it offends you, you tell a teacher, you'll be put in a safe space and they're going to make sure that person doesn't tell you that they disagree with you. And if it's your teacher, your principal's going to tell the teacher that they can't do that. So now these kids go into the real world and they find out, oh, shit, there's no one there to tell me that I can't disagree with you. There's no one there to put me in a corner when I say something real to you, when I tell you that something you did wasn't good, when I give you criticism. You can't criticize kids anymore. These kids are growing up without getting the proper coping skills. And you and I have worked with kids for years. We worked with kids for years. I look at what we did in college when we worked with kids. We taught them coping skills. You talk to any of the kids that we worked at when we worked in those homes, the reason they do well is the coping skills we taught them. How to deal with someone disagreeing with you, saying something mean to you, or giving you criticism. Today, there's a large group of people who don't have the ability to take it. And you see it in the wrestling community everywhere. Argue with somebody about wrestling not being for everybody and watch them lose their shit and get triggered. Don't have proper coping skills. And this is why this stuff happens. I'm not calling Hannah weak because you're saying she's weak. You're saying she needs to tough it up. No, I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth because they said exactly what I said and nothing more, nothing less. What I said is people don't have coping skills because we've raised a generation of kids in a bubble where they didn't need to learn coping skills and coping mechanisms. So now when they hit the real world, they don't have that. And when shit gets real, they don't know what to do. So they hurt themselves. It's the people that push that, it's your fault that these things happen. Yeah, I said that. Yeah, you might not like it. Yeah, it's controversial. It's your fault. Because if we weren't trying to coddle and protect everybody in a little bubble, they would have been brought up with the proper coping mechanisms to handle criticism, to handle somebody being mean to them, to deal with it in a proper way, a healthy manner. They don't know how to do it because we took that away from a whole generation. And that's what it is. And it's not weak. It's not that she's weak. It's not that she needed to toughen up. No, it's that she wasn't given a chance because we wrap our children in bubbles and don't allow them to be privy to what happens in the real world.
we also gave people an outlet for all this. The difference is that when we were kids, there was no social media. So there was nobody to sit there and run their mouth behind a keyboard all day long. There wasn't there. So the problem is, you're right in the sense that people need to, you know, to handle themselves and whatnot when it comes to, you know, coping skills, things like that. But also, why the fuck do we have things like Twitter? Things like fucking any of that shit. It's the dumbest fuck. I hate Twitter.
I like Twitter.
It's the fucking dumbest thing we've ever created in our lives. And then we bitch and moan when it backfires on us. It's like, why the fuck do we have Twitter? I don't give a flying fuck what your opinion about anything is. So why are you even allowing people to talk to you? Like, and I am a big proponent too that I think cyberbullying is nothing but bullshit. Because I think it's nothing more than you want it. You want the attention. It's attention grab. It's what it is.
You don't know the person. Do you know what I mean? Right. Listen, I can understand if someone you see every day is giving you shit. Like, I was a nerd when I was a kid. They called me Urkel. I had to fight. I had to punch people in the mouth to get them to stop calling me Urkel.
Right.
But these are people I saw every day. So, it bothered me. Yeah, it was hard. But I had to learn how to cope, and I had to learn how to manage and not let it bring me down and ruin me.
Seriously.
That's why I'm so outspoken now. That's why I defend myself now, because I learned how to cope and I learned how to deal and I learned how to stand up for myself dealing with that. But if it was somebody that I never saw, I couldn't care less. I put stuff on Twitter all the time. I tweet like, oh, hell, you know what? Some people don't like me and they say shit. If anything, I come back at them. I've had
even then, it's like if you
I had Madison Rain talk shit to me on
Twitter. Right. I'm not saying
I don't know you.
Right. And I'm not saying that, like, and part of it, I mean, if you're allowing people to dictate how your life goes, then you are weak. Sorry. It sounds terrible, but you're weak. You're literally allowing someone to dictate what you do in your life.
See, that's I don't agree with that. Because I think it's because we didn't, it's more important because of things like Twitter and Facebook and social media and all this, these anonymous people who can come at people. It's more important today than it was when we were younger to have proper coping mechanisms. It's not that these kids are weak. They just don't know. No one taught them how to deal with it. Like, these kids
came
up and it was like, if you said something mean, I'm telling the teacher, and now you're in trouble, and I can go sit in a safe space for a little while until I feel comfortable. When I feel comfortable, I can come back and join the class, and it's fine. Because that kid upset me. So I can go in this little room and sit by myself and play with a toy until I feel better. Or there's a cat that we keep back there, or a little monkey, or a little rat, or ferret, and you can go play with the ferret for a little while until you feel comfortable and you're not offended anymore. Then you can come back in the room and join the group. Well, that doesn't happen in real life. So these kids weren't given the skills. So it's not just that they're weak. They were never taught how to manage any of this. So they don't know any better. So they're like, holy shit, what do you mean I can't go sit in a room and play with a ferret and this guy can just talk to me like this? Now what do I do? That's the biggest problem with it.
You get off fucking Twitter.
Sure.
You get off the fucking computer. Like, if you don't want people to talk to you, get off the fucking computer.
Yeah,
go do something else.
Now where it's all about likes and reshares and retweets.
No. Why? Because that's what we built. We built that. That's
the problem. If you're going to build something, you have to understand the downsides of it and how to protect against the bad things from it.
Well, fine, but then you got
to... Everything has a negative. Everything that we have has some type of negative to it. So if you have to look at the negatives and say, okay, well, here's a negative. How do we battle the negative? You don't battle the negative by saying, we need to stop bullies. No, you teach coping skills.
No, you just walk away. World,
and guess what? You can't stop me from saying something you don't like. Because on the other side of it, guess what? There's a thing called the First Amendment. I can say as long as I'm not saying something that's completely derogatory. I'm not being racist to you and telling you should die because you're whatever you are. That's wrong when people do that. I have an issue with that. But when it's not that, If I'm telling you, like, people get mad, oh, it's just like you guys that say that Nia Jax injures people.
She does.
Take it, then don't be on social media. Right. Or how about you get better at what you do?
Right.
Injure people. Yeah. Then I won't be able to say that you injure people.
Right. Stop injuring people. Maybe if you'd stop doing it, we wouldn't talk about it all the time. Stop injuring people.
Don't criticize people. Why not? Like, so you just have to accept everything? Like, we accept everything. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely insane. And so on the other side of this, I understand that this has been hard on a lot of people. There's a lot of wrestling fans that are just, like, broken over this. It's crazy to me that so many people are so broken by this to happen because it's someone that they didn't really know.
Yeah, you don't even know the person.
Maybe it's because they can relate to not being able to cope and handle it. That's the only thing I can get. Yeah. The people that are, like, completely broken about it don't have coping skills. That's why they're broken.
You can be upset about it. I mean, you can be, like, you can feel bad. You're like, man, that sucks. I can't believe that person is not going to be around anymore. It's like, wow. It's like, just crazy that that person's not. It's like when Kobe Bryant died. We're like, holy crap, I can't believe Kobe Bryant is not going to be around anymore. Like, yeah. This is insane. But am I going to cry about it? No. Does it suck?
I can cry. Yeah. I cried when Tupac died. I cried. But I got over it because I had coping skills and I knew how to cope and deal with it. There are a lot of people that don't know how to cope because anytime something bad happens, they got handed a ferret and put in a room for an hour until they could calm down and rejoin the group and everything was good. And like, you okay now? Are you okay? Do you need a piece of candy?
Right. Nobody wants to deal with conflict. Nobody wants to deal with, like, stuff. And working in programs, like, you know, for 20 years and watching kids, like, I never had problems because, like, I didn't allow anyone to, like, mouth off. Yeah. Like, didn't allow that shit around me. I was like, no, you're not going to mouth off to me. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't care. You're not going to mouth off to me. You're going to hit the road, and I don't care whether you like it or not. And if you're going to be mad about it, whoop-dee-doo. Like, what are you going to do? Beat me up? No, you're not going to beat me up, so I'm not worried about it. So then just move your ass out, and that's the end of it. And then maybe afterwards I can go back to you afterwards when you're all melted down and say, look, here's the reason. This is what I expect. This is what I want. This is how it's done. You deal with it or you don't. And they learn real quick how to deal with it. Okay, this is the rules. This is what I expect when you come in here. This is what I expect when you're in here. I do not tolerate you talking to me like that. I never have and never will. And thus, why I never had any kids mouthing off to me. I never had kids trying to beat me up or anything like that. No. You know why? Because they don't allow it.
So, and this is kind of off of wrestling. It's kind of like a sidebar for us right now. But you've worked in like that in this that field for, like you said, like 20 years.
Right.
And back when we were in college and we worked at St. Vincent's and we worked with kids there, like, look at those kids, right? These are, like, there are kids killing themselves because someone said mean things to them.
Yeah.
We worked with kids who were abused, who were neglected, who were sexually abused, and some of them had real reasons on why they wanted to kill themselves. And right, we were able to teach them how to cope and to not do it.
Right.
So to me, it's like, listen, and this is why I say the problem isn't that people are mean. The problem is we're not teaching coping skills to kids anymore. We're not teaching them how to deal and how to manage. We're giving them a ferret, throwing them in a room, and tell me when you're okay to come back in the room.
People can't handle anything anymore. They can't. Everyone's got to be in there, but they can't handle it. God forbid you should do something. Nobody can handle it. If you walk into a store,
people are going to be triggered watching this episode.
Well, of course.
People are going to be mad watching this episode.
Yeah. I mean, if I walked into a store right now without a mask on, people wouldn't be able to handle it.
No.
You know, I'm like, dude, just deal with it. Like, it's not that big of a deal. You can deal with it. It's okay. You'll be fine. It's okay. People are afraid. Everyone lives in fear. People don't think that. It's like, dude, no, you're all living in fear. Everyone lives in fear every day now. Yep. You're afraid of the worst thing, the worst case scenario all the time. And it's the most extreme, too. It's always the most extreme. It's never like there's a possibility. No, it's always the most extreme. It's not that if you walk out, you're going to get, you may get sick. No, you're going to die. You know what I mean? It's always, everyone jumps to the point that you're going to die. It's like, no, no, no. You're three times more likely to survive and be fine than you are going to die, number one. Number two, if you're going to die, if, unless you have some preconceived like health issues, then yeah, you're on the risk of being in trouble. If you're a healthy human being, you're not going to die.
I'm going to be fine.
They're going to be perfectly fine. Average age of people who die in the United States of COVID-19 is 60. Are you 60? No, then you're not going to die. Then the odds of you dying are pretty low. So you'll be fine.
We built a whole society of people being fearful of everything and not being
everyone's afraid of everything.
That's what we've done right now. And it's shitty. I want to move on from the whole topic. But before we do, I just want to say it's shitty. It's messed up that a 22-year-old girl who was talented as all hell, and even though she didn't realize it, obviously, she had the whole world in front of her.
Right.
And we lost her because we don't teach people how to cope. It's not because people are mean and people bully. No, it's because we don't teach proper coping mechanisms. Sure. And if you think that the problem is that people are mean and we need to stop people being mean, you're the problem.
Yeah, it'll never happen anyways. It's impossible. We want everyone to be happy. It's not going to happen. You're never going to get to that point. So it's a false hope. Yeah. You'll never reach that.
If you think that's what we need to do, we need to stop. We need to charge people. If people bully on Facebook or Twitter and then someone kills themselves, they should be charged with murder. No, you are the problem. It's you, the person that says that. If that's how you feel, you are the reason that this girl is dead. And right, you can like it or don't like it, but that's the facts. I don't really care. And guess what? Censor me. Cancel culture. We're going to cancel culture. We don't want to watch your show. Good, I don't want you to watch my show if you're a snowflake like that. Go watch another show with some other dumb shit, with some guy who's going to pander to your little pussified ways. That's kind of just what it is.
Go watch The Masked Singer.
Right?
So sanitary.
We're going to move on from this, but before we do, we're going to take a quick break. If you are watching this on our YouTube channel, I'm the new thing that I'm doing, all of our episodes will be in a playlist. So you can click on the playlist and watch this straight through on the playlist. And if not, if you just watched this one video, go look on the page and you'll see part two to this and it'll continue there. If not, if you're just listening to this on the podcast, you don't have to do anything. We're going to take a quick break. You guys are going to hear a commercial and we'll be right back. This is Smart Spot Monkeys and Super Kicks. And we're back. This is Smart Spot Monkeys and Super Kicks. If you're watching on YouTube, this is part two to this week's episode. I'm going to not be as controversial. We got all that controversial crazy shit out of the way. If you didn't get mad and decided that you were going to join cancel culture and not listen to any more of my show, welcome back. Glad you're here with us. I appreciate you. It's been quite of a quiet week in wrestling after all that craziness last week, though.
Yeah. I mean, kind of was just regular. It was just kind of people went to a normal week of wrestling.
We've got a couple matches set for TakeOver, which next week we'll have our preview of it. We've got TakeOver right now in your house. We've got Adam Cole defending the title against the Velveteen Dream. We're going to have Keith Lee versus Johnny Gargano for the North American title. We're going to have Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley versus Io Shirai for the NXT Women's title. Karrion Kross with Scarlett will take on Tommaso Ciampa, and Damian Priest will take on Finn Balor. It's probably going to be the whole show.
Probably. Maybe they might do. What was that? That was five, right? Five matches. So they might get one more in.
Tag team title match, maybe.
Maybe. No, they might. Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what else to do. Those are the big five, like, main storylines going on right now.
Yeah.
You don't really have, like, tag titles belong to Imperium right now, so I don't even know if they even have challengers right now. Because they took them from Riddle and Thatcher, and then that was it.
I think if we get anything added to it, it will probably be something else with Timothy Thatcher and Matt Riddle.
Maybe. Although that was supposedly their cage match last night was supposed to be the last one.
Yeah. We'll see. I still haven't watched that yet. I'll watch that all tonight.
Because yeah, Riddle's supposed to go to the main roster.
I heard that too. Yeah.
We'll see, though.
Let's talk about the main roster.
You're talking about going to SmackDown, which is dumb. You should go to Raw.
Let's talk about the main roster real quick. This is what I saw. I saw the main roster and I'm psyched about. Austin Theory being taken out of that group with Angel Garza and Andrade, and now being with the Monday Night Messiah and Buddy Murphy. And we know that I hate Seth, but I like Austin Theory. So that's my guy. I'm not wearing my Austin Theory. It's funny. I'm actually wearing an old school Andrade shirt today.
Yeah.
I'm an Austin Theory guy. I've been an Austin Theory fan since Evolve. Him and I have had numerous conversations, like not anything on the record or anything, just shooting the shit. At every Evolve show, I'd probably shoot the shit with him for half an hour. That's my guy. He's the future in the WWE. He's got a great thing ahead of him. So I enjoy seeing him in that spot. And I think him and Murphy could be a very successful team if they use them.
Yeah, I like them together.
Yeah, I think that's good. One of the few things that I like going in WWE right now, because a lot of WWE is just bullshit.
Yeah.
But that I do like. I think that's going to – I'm interested to see where they go with it, especially coming into this Backlash pay-per-view. And what happens with their whole thing. And
are they called the Disciples, maybe, I guess? Are they Disciples?
I think so. They'll just be the Disciples.
They call themselves the Disciples.
I like that. I think that would be a good name.
In theory, the Disciples. What happened to AOP? They just, like, kind of...
Those injured.
They weren't, like, doing much anyways.
That's why I haven't seen them anymore. Theory. They kind of just fell off of their whole crew because one of them's injured, and instead of them just using one of them, they're just keeping them both off TV.
I suppose, yeah. I mean, I don't know. What was the injury?
I don't know.
Half the time, they just were walking around in suits and beating people up, so.
Yeah, so they weren't even really, which was dumb.
Right.
We talked about that before and how I don't understand why you put the tag belts on Murphy and Rollins when you had a tag team.
When you have a perfectly good tag team right there. Maybe if you did, one of them wouldn't be injured.
Maybe. So Rezar is the one that's injured. He took a... This is dated back to March. He suffered a torn right bicep during the March 9th Raw on the USA Network. It occurred when Rezar took a crossbody from Montez Ford during the 8-man main event on the show.
How do you tear your bicep for taking, what, you catch them like this or something? How do you tear your bicep when you catch somebody in a crossbody?
Seth Rollins always is involved with somebody being injured.
Anyway.
You know, I had to find an opportunity to get on Seth Rollins. I can't stand him. But another good thing that just happened this week on Raw was Apollo Crews finally getting himself some gold and winning the U.S. title.
Yeah. Give it to a black guy.
I see a push coming for him. I heard they're going to give him a heel push, which I'm behind. I can get behind him being a heel.
I can see that. Although, I don't really agree with it, though, just because, like, I think Raw is, like, hurting for
faces,
yeah. Other than Drew, especially like main event faces. You don't really have a main event other than Drew.
Paul Cruz isn't going to be a main event face.
No, but I'm saying like
there are a lot of mid card heels.
Yeah, there's just a lot of heels on that show.
A lot of heels in general. Yeah. But I think Apollo Crews needs something to freshen him up. So I think if he turns heel, it'll be good. Like he's just like he's always smiling and like.
Yeah. Put him in MVP.
Seriously. It's funny because the indie guys love him. They're like, you know what his name was in the indies, right?
I forget.
Uha Nation.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
One of the dumbest names ever in professional wrestling. I think the only person that I would think has a dumber name is G Raver. I can't stand G Raver.
G Ravy.
Hate that guy. Wrestling's gonna come back in Japan. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did see that. I wonder if I can see him putting Apollo Crews with MVP.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. Put him in Bobby Lashley and MVP. Like, forget about that tag team or whatever. I guess you could put the tag team with him. Beatdown Clan 2.0. Obviously, you'd have to give him something a different name.
Right.
Put that together. Bring BDK. Joe back and put Joe with them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can see Joe. I think Joe's going to be, if he ever stops being hurt. I think he's going to be a major face finally on Raw. Because I think he's going to join up with that Aleister Black and Carrillo and Rey Mysterio kind of thing, where he's going to, like, he'll be the hired gun to take out care of, like, Seth Rollins and his disciples. Because, like, I think I just think right now they're just, like, they don't have a main face to go with that crew. I mean, they're trying to make Rey Mysterio, but it's like Rey Mysterio, no.
I was so happy on Monday night when I saw the graphic that this coming week on Raw was going to be Rey Mysterio's retirement ceremony.
Yeah, but he's not going to retire.
I was so happy when I saw it. And then I started reading into it, and I said, and I read that it's going to be hosted by Seth Rollins.
Right, it's going to return. No, he's just coming back. He'll come back and he'll set up a 6-man tag at freaking, what is it, Backlash? It'll be Seth and his disciples versus Carrillo, Black, and Mysterio. And that's what it'll be.
At Backlash.
That's what it'll be. A 6-man tag.
I'm not even a fan of Aleister Black at all. Like, it's funny because I liked Tommy End. Tommy End's a great wrestler.
Right.
Aleister Black, because this character just sucks. It's just a garbage.
I'm not really that excited about what could be for Backlash. I mean, Drew versus Bob with Lashley is just going to be – I mean, Drew's winning. He's not losing, so that's not going to be a deal. You're going to have that 6-man most likely. You're going to have Edge and Orton trying to think they can wrestle – on the greatest
match ever. No one's ever said that's the greatest match ever.
They're gonna promote the shit out of it. Like, dude, this is not gonna be a good wrestling match. Like, it's not. Like, they're freaking.
Decided to call it to label it the greatest match ever.
Probably Michael Cole. It's a Vince McMahon thing, but it's dumb. It's so stupid.
They're not even great wrestlers.
That match is gonna suck. It's not. They're not great wrestlers. Randy Orton can be good when he gives a shit. Edge is just old and not good enough anymore.
I'd rather see Sting versus Jeff Hardy in a match where Jeff Hardy showed up freaking wasted.
Yeah.
It'll be a better match than this greatest wrestling match.
You're going to have probably the Street Profits and the Raiders.
Finally.
Yeah. Those are your main stories on Raw. I mean, you'll have the women's tag titles, the Iconics and Bliss and Cross, and Asuka and Nia Jax.
Yeah, it'll be subpar.
Yeah, it'll be something to be like, because, like, there's no way now they're going to give the belt to Nia Jax. I'm just kind of thinking off the top of my head what the probably is going to be. That's probably the tentative, like, card, and it's not that great.
That's how I feel about that card.
Yeah. it's just like, okay, great, yay. Wonderful.
Wonderful, except it won't be wonderful at all.
Yeah, it won't be. But whatever.
It's gonna be one of those things that put you to sleep.
Pretty much.
You're going to need to get your gimmick up.
Right.
What are some blue chew?
There you go. Blue chew.
Get your gimmick up, son. Yeah, I don't know. Just It's ridiculous. It's really, really ridiculous. All this dumb shit going on. I don't know. I'm not feeling much that WWE's doing lately.
Not right now, no.
And AEW has just really become very comedy oriented, which is funny because, like we were talking earlier, Adam Levine called them the Comedy Central Company.
Yeah, I mean, they're. AEW is good. The problem is that every time that you think they're ready to like bust ahead, they do something stupid to pull themselves back in. I'm like, come on, man.
The messed up part about it is when they came out, Tony Khan said it wasn't going to be comedy. It was going to be, they were going to make show wrestling as like a legitimate sporting event.
Yeah. And I think they do that to a degree, but then they like trip over themselves.
Do a stadium stampede match.
Yeah, I mean, they do a stadium stampede match, which was great. A great match. But then they follow it up with some hokey, like, end of show segment with freaking the Inner Circle, and then bring out Tyson and all his goons and think that, like, we don't remember when WWE did this 20 years ago. The exact fucking thing. Including, yeah. And even so far as having Jim Ross say the exact same thing he said 20 years ago.
Oh, like, I can't wait to watch that tonight.
We all know what the, like, it's so dumb. It's like, you don't need to do this. Like, there's no reason for it at all. It doesn't fit. It's like, you did so well at Double or Nothing, and you're jumping forward. All these, you're giving chances to guys. Yeah, Cody is going to defend the TV title every week. Awesome. His first opponent's going to be Jungle Boy. Great. Give the kid a chance to show off again. He's going to lose, but
like you said, great. Because Jungle Whatever. Boy just lost to MJF, so how does he
get that? Yeah, but then he won a Battle Royal last night. Oh. So he won the Battle Royal to win the chance to face Cody. But then you should have, but so like, that's what I'm saying though. So like, if your idea was to have to kind of build up Jungle Boy, don't have him lose to MJF and then win the Battle Royal. Like, you should have beat MJF and then won the Battle Royal and be like, oh crap, Jungle Boy's on the move.
Yeah.
And, but now you're just going to feed him to Cody because Cody's going to beat him.
Presenting it like a legit sporting event, which is what they're doing. That's my biggest downside with what they're doing there. And I like AEW. Like, people get, you don't like it.
I don't mind them. But I just think they do that
because I call it bullshit when I see bullshit. I don't care where it is. I don't care
they
who.
Trip,
I
they care trip Vince all
does
themselves.
It. Tony Khan does it. Cody does it. Court Bauer does it. I don't care who does it. If it's garbage, it's garbage.
Right, and they trip over themselves every once in a while. It's like, come on, man. Like, you guys have a chance here, and then you do something dumb. It's like, no, 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 no. Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, and then so you brought in Brian Cage. Great, wonderful, awesome. He wins the ladder match.
Good job.
And then he's immediately going to face Dean Ambrose at frickin' or Moxley at Fyter Fest. And he's going to lose. So it's like, well, that was a waste.
But have you noticed that they just do that?
Yeah, no, that's the problem. That's what I'm saying. Like, they do things like
shows
that.
Up.
They,
jobs.
Right.
Lance Archer shows up. Jobs to the TV title, to the TNT title, to Cody.
Right.
You could go through the list of people that showed up and made an impact when they showed up in AEW and then jobbed.
Right, and that's the problem. And they just do that. They trip over themselves. Like, come on, man. Like, you have
this
a chance here.
Didn't think about and didn't realize. I don't care what they say that they're going to do. The Elite want to be sitcom stars.
Yeah.
Like, they were great at one point. I used to love The Elite. Then they started being The Elite. And being The Elite was cool at first. Because it was kind of a documentary series of them, you know, talking to the fans after shows and doing stuff in the back. And then they went from it being kind of a documentary and following what they were doing to now scripted, dumb comedy shit. It's like Three's Company.
Right.
I'm dating myself saying that show, but it's like Three's Company.
But it's true. Right. It's like, you know, it's like having the Young Bucks like show up at Matt Hardy's house. It's like, and not only that, you're ruining the element of surprise by doing shit like that. Like, you're ruining your own chances of making things like huge by doing stupid shit like that. It's like, no, like, don't go that route.
They think they're being different and making wrestling for everybody.
But you're not, though.
Instead, they're doing dumb shit that shouldn't be there. And I think that that's what hurts AEW the most, is that you got the elite who's not worried about being wrestlers. They're not worried about being wrestlers. They just want to be these television comedy stars. And that's it.
Like you said,
when that gets fixed, it'll be a much better product.
Right. But AEW, they just do dumb things. Like they had a match, like a Double or Nothing. It's probably the best friends to become the number one contenders. And then randomly, Kip Sabian and Jimmy Havoc randomly won a tag match last night against SCU and now have a tag title shot next week. It's like, isn't Best Friends number one contenders? Like, why do you guys get a title shot? It's just dumb. It's like, and that's why I said a long time ago about their.
So they'll get their shot at Fighter Fest, and Best Friends will. I mean, and Kenny and Hangman will win next week on AEW.
But it's just like, I don't know. It's just like you trip over yourself when it comes to like all these when you talk about rankings and who's number one, blah 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 blah. Like, and then turn around
and then they'll follow through.
Right? It's like, well then, why are you sitting there promoting it if you're just not going to follow it anyways? What's the point of having it?
It's good shit, pal.
Just let anyone do whatever they want. Just do it anyway. So at least, like, and then, so Cody's going to be the one who's going to give people, you know, opportunities. Okay. He's going to face Jungle Boy, maybe go to a draw, probably go to a draw. And, you know, and then he'll face someone else and he'll go a couple weeks in a row, he'll face people, and then he'll end up losing to somebody.
Hey, look at this, though. They waited 6 months before the Elite became in the spotlight and main eventing every single thing.
It's true. It is true. They didn't, like, they didn't push themselves.
You
didn't
6 months from now, we said that we weren't going to do this? Yeah, no, but we're the tag team champs.
Right.
We're the TNT champ. We're in the main event against the Inner Circle. We're...
True. You know, the Buck, at least, like, I'm glad they don't, like, they haven't really been pushing the Bucks. Like, they're kind of, like, you know, they didn't put the tag belts on the Bucks like I thought they were going to in the beginning. I thought they would have put the belt on the Bucks and would have just been, they would just be champions for all this time instead of Omega and Hangman.
Yeah, but it's the same difference to me. I'm like, so you didn't put it on the Bucks, instead you put it on Omega and Hangman. I'm like,
yeah.
I just thought you were being cute.
True.
They're not being cute.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about, I had said last week that we were going to talk about this week, so I want to talk about Dark Side of the Ring. It was announced today that Dark Side of the Ring has been picked up for a third season, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Awesome.
I still haven't watched the Owen Hart episode.
Really? Come on.
I've been busy. I haven't really had time to. I'll watch that. I'm moving. So I'm moving this weekend. You already know that. Hopefully you come down and help me on Sunday. So I've had so much other stuff going on that I haven't been able to give that the time that I need to give it. Because I don't want to watch that while I'm like doing other stuff. I want to be able to sit down and pay good attention to it. But I'm excited for a third season. They haven't announced what they're going to do in the third season. Now, if any of you guys haven't watched Dark Side of the Ring, I suggest you watch it. It's great. It's like, I got my girl into it because my girl likes documentaries and she's a wrestling fan. So I showed her that and she was just like, oh, the first one we watched was Macho Man and Elizabeth. And she loved it. Then we watched Fabulous Moolah. She was like, this is great. Are there more? So we've watched almost everyone. She hasn't watched everyone from this season, but we've watched almost every single one of them.
I've watched them.
I have, the only one I haven't seen myself is the Owen Hart one. Oh, every other one I've seen from since the first season, but season three is going to be interesting. I can't wait until they announce what it's going to be about, like what the season will be on, like who they're going to put into it.
I wonder what they would talk about. I don't know.
There's going to be things that we wouldn't even think of, or things that when they say, like, oh, that's great. I didn't think of that one.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot we could talk about. You could go further into Eddie Guerrero. You could talk Mr. Perfect.
I think they probably would. They'll probably do something about Mr. Perfect. Maybe Ravishing Rick Rude.
That's a good one. Brian Pillman.
Brian Pillman's a good one.
Brian Pillman's a great one. Crazy story.
Yeah. I could see them going into the whole steroid court stuff with Vince. I could see him doing that one. I could see them doing, I don't know if they're going to, but I could see them doing going into some WCW stuff.
Yeah.
And how much like of a shit show WCW was towards the end. Especially in playoff, maybe that Cornette and Russo like butting heads all the time because they hate each other. It's true. I mean, it's fascinating. There's a lot of things they could do.
There's so many things they could. Just the fact that so many guys in the 80s passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Like most of them under shady circumstances and things happen. There's going to be so much stuff that they can dig into. And I feel like half of what they bring up is going to be like, oh, shit,
There's a lot of shady things just like watching all those episodes. Like between, you know, Miss Elizabeth was killed by Lex Luger.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
I knew that.
Yeah, Jimmy Snuka killed his wife or killed his girlfriend.
Oh, definitely.
You know, the fact that nobody was around or nobody saw or heard that Dino Bravo was killed by the mob, like in his own home. It was like
there I knew was that. You didn't know that?
No, I knew that. What I'm saying is that episode. If you notice in that episode, his wife mentions that she went next door when she came home. So the story went that she left the house at 9, Dino was alive. When she comes back around midnight, he's dead. Now the neighbor, his like friend or whatever, the neighbor that they had talked about, I can't remember his name. She had mentioned that she went over to his house when she came home and found him dead. And she went to the neighbor's house and said, hey, Dino's dead. And he said that he had been home all night. I was like, so you've been home all night and you didn't hear a guy going to Dino Bravo's house and hear a machine gun being shot off inside the house next door?
It
was killed by a machine gun. Yeah, go back and watch the episode. He was killed with a machine gun. He was shot like 9 times. Including and there was a machine gun and a hand revolver used in the shooting. They meshed the bullets and found out that it was used an Uzi because it was the common gun
it's
for
a
that.
Machine gun, it's an Uzi. I guess yeah, it's kind of almost a machine gun.
My point is that it was a loud gun. My point is like so that guy never heard anything going on.
Did you get a silencer for an Uzi?
I don't know. There was no like the way the report went is that the guys went into the house. He was sitting in the chair. They got in front. They went off and just pretty much just went off on him. Shot him, I think, like 9 times, something like that. Left him for dead. Left the house. And the neighbor never heard any of this, and he was home the entire night. And the wife was only gone for like 3 hours. So sometime in that 3-hour window, these two guys went to his house, went in. Like you know, you see like cars.
You had to know they were there. You know what I mean? Because even if they came in. Like you wouldn't have stayed sitting in your chair like you was.
Oh, he knew. Yeah, he definitely knew. Right, exactly. He knew the two guys, and like that episode was just like that one. I had like questions about that episode. You know, even the episode like with Benoit like spending 2 days in his house, over the weekend with his dead son and dead wife, like, in the house with him, just walking around his house with his, like, dead wife.
Crazy.
Yeah, in the kitchen. Like, it's crazy. Like, he killed his son on a Friday, killed his wife on a Saturday, killed himself on Sunday. So he literally, like, sat around in his house for 2 days with their two dead bodies.
Crazy. If you guys haven't watched it, go watch it. You'll be like, yeah. If you're a wrestling fan, if you like history, wrestling history, go watch it. There's some crazy shit.
Yeah.
The whole Moolah thing, wicked questionable. Yeah. On like, was she really doing that or was she not? Because it was just kind of, I don't think there was evidence either way to say this is definitely how she was.
The one where they were, the episode where what's his name? I can't remember all the names. The guy that was killed in the locker room, Tony, in front of Tony Atlas.
Oh, what the hell is his name? Bruiser Brody.
Yeah, Bruiser Brody. Right. So Bruiser Brody's killed by freaking the mask, whatever his name was. He's just literally just stabbed right in the locker room, and no one says a word.
Except for Tony Atlas,
and they all,
I tried to tell him what's going on. And he didn't want to listen. He's like, "God, I tried to tell them, and he didn't want to listen to me."
Right. It was a big cover up because, like, the Puerto Rican, I can't remember his name. Like, the Puerto Rican star was like the main guy down in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And so it was a big cover up. They didn't even call Tony Atlas to testify.
Yeah.
They just called it I think they called it suicide or. I never found the guy.
Himself.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And he just literally is just stabbed in the locker room. No one says a word. Like, all, you know, crazy. All the random deaths of the Von Erichs.
That was interesting. That episode was interesting. I think to me, I mean, and I knew most of their deaths.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that they had a 6-year-old brother that died before any of this.
Right.
And that was crazy. He's like, "Oh, my 6-year-old brother comes home and he was walking and it was snowing out and he touched a trailer and there had been a loose wire, so he got shocked. And he didn't die from being shocked. After he got shocked, it knocked him unconscious and he fell face first into the snow and he drowned in the snow."
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Seriously. It's awful.
I'm not going to season 3. I don't know. They just announced a season. They picked him up for a third season. I don't know when we're going to hear what's going to be on it. It might not even be until the season comes out, because I feel like even this one, I didn't know that.
I didn't know about
was going to be in it.
That we didn't know what we
were going to do. Which, by the way, out of all of them, that was one of the lesser ones. Like, that one wasn't really that crazy.
The Hawk one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy just drank himself to death.
Yeah.
And he just did. He just drank himself and drugs and alcohol till he died. So his heart gave up.
Crazy. It wasn't like, what's his name? The guy, the promoter that was just doing coke in his hotel room
with
sticklers and a baseball bat. Yeah.
I didn't know that Chavo was the one that found Eddie Guerrero in the bathroom.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that. Like, I didn't realize he was the one who had found him in the bathroom. And, like, I was actually surprised they did both. I was surprised they did both of those guys on the same episode.
Together. Well, there was that connection. Like, I feel like Benoit wouldn't have happened.
I guess that's true. One did kind of lead to the other. So it makes sense. It made sense they were together. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, I wasn't either, but it was good. I'm looking forward to the next season and what we get from it. Like, it's gonna be cool. I'm upset that I don't have that to watch. I mean, Tuesdays I still do Impact. I'm gonna try Carnyland again. I don't think I'm gonna like it. I think it's gonna be.
I haven't tried it.
You have it? Check it out. It's NWA. It's just like Power, but it's Carnyland. It's almost like. It's similar to what the WWE did, and not like very, very similar, but it's kind of similar. It has similarities to what the WWE did with Southpaw Regional Wrestling.
Okay.
So it's got that kind of a feel to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all right. It's different. And I feel they would just try to do something to kind of keep themselves relevant. So it was whatever. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully it doesn't last too long and we get back out of this and we can get some wrestling going on. I'm excited that we're going to start having some shows in Japan because I'm starting to really miss Japanese wrestling because of all the shit that they're giving us right now in America.
Yeah. Interesting. I wonder if they'll have fans.
Wait, Japan's not going to have fans at first. They're going to do empty arenas, and then it's going to go to half-full arenas?
Yeah.
I'm just hoping we still get to go to freaking Dynamite. Like, the way that things are looking, I think we might get there, dude.
So far, so good. I mean, I think we'll know for sure probably – I'd say by the end of next month, if we haven't heard anything, it's got to be going on.
Because I feel like July is going to be the, okay, we're back out here, but we're going to do things halfway.
Yeah, and I think so, too.
60% capacity at events in July. And I think right. By August, we're going to be back to, okay, guys, do your thing.
I think so, too. I agree. I don't think, like, all this stuff about things, like, all going to be, like, we're not going to have people in the stands for months. It's like, no, you're not. Because you're not, like, as soon as a lot of those sports and stuff, all these sports start coming back, and they realize they're not making any money, as much money as they could be because they don't have any fans, they're going to automatically open it up because they're like, dude, we're not making any money. We're only making money on, like, the amount of money it's costing us to run a game in an arena, we're basically breaking even. Between how much we got to pay the players and what we have to do, the cost to run the arena, basically, we're gonna have to start having fans like right away. I agree. And then, I mean, and all you have to do is just like make masks for like make Red Sox masks, make fucking Bruins masks, make Celtics masks. You know what I mean? Just give them to fans when they come in. Here's your mask. You know how many people I would rock a freaking Celtics mask or a Bruins mask? I'll rock an AEW mask if they give them out.
You might just have a $1 million idea. Yeah. We should just make Celtics masks, Red Sox masks, and Bruins masks and go sell them outside of arenas.
Right. We should just, yeah, we should make like, right, exactly. Just make freaking a mask. And
like people sell those t-shirts when you're walking to Fenway, this right. T-shirt, a guy's selling the t-shirts out there.
Right. I bought a t-shirt from that guy before outside of a Bruins game. I got like a $15 t-shirt outside of a Bruins game that was like made. I was like, oh, that's a great shirt. I'm going to grab it. Like, yeah, just, like, give people masks. Like, that's all you got to do. Like, here, have your mask. You know, this whole, like, social distancing thing and staying 6 feet apart, it's not going to work. It'll work for a little while, and then eventually it's just going to be like, dude, you're not going to be able to pull this off.
The big concern is if we do get a second wave, and I just hope if we get a second wave, it happens in October.
We're not going to get a second wave because they'll have – the only way we'll have a second wave is if they don't want to have the medicine ready for the fall. Like, they want to have the second wave to push the medicine.
Vaccination? You
know what I mean? Yeah, the vaccination shit. Yep. Exactly what's going to be. It's like, oh, we're doing the second wave. Well, it just so happens that we have this new vaccine we've just created. It's like, oh, you didn't have that ready a month ago? No, it's just finished now. I was like, oh, so we could have avoided that wave over there if you'd just given us a vaccine a month ago, but you wanted to hold off because you wanted to push to have your vaccine. That's
whatever, I don't care, as long as I get to go to Dynamite. Wrestling's not exactly for everybody. Get over it.
As long as we get to go to Dynamite, and number one, and number two, as long as the NFL isn't really affected at all.
I'm still thinking if that happens, I'm still going to look into NXT TakeOver.
Yeah.
If we get Dynamite, I'm going to look into TakeOver and see if we can get TakeOver. Because that's going to be in Boston, SummerSlam weekend.
Are they still doing that TakeOver there?
As far as right now, it has been canceled.
Because they moved SummerSlam, didn't they? So they haven't moved.
I don't think they officially moved it, have they?
They mentioned that SummerSlam was being moved or the tentative plans for it to move. I assumed NXT was going with it.
If they move it, I don't think it's been moved. Let's see what.
I mean, where would they do NXT? The same arena?
Yeah, still, if you Google SummerSlam, It's August 23rd at TD Garden.
Huh.
So it hasn't been officially moved. They've been looking at it in case they can't have it. So looking to do it somewhere if they can't do it in Boston. But right now it's planned.
Providence.
On Friday at the Garden.
Providence.
NXT Saturday at the Garden. SummerSlam Sunday at the Garden. And Raw Monday at the Garden.
I'm telling you, man.
Go online and buy 4-pack tickets to go to everything.
The smartest thing WWE would do, and this is like Vince, if you're listening, I know you're listening, you listen to this podcast. Smartest thing to do would be to throw as much money as you can at the Providence Civic Center in Providence, which is in Rhode Island, which is all 45 minutes away from Boston, in a totally different state that has totally different rules than Massachusetts does, and promote it as the first like full arena show, whatever, of the summer, and promote it that way. And you are going to make bank because you will sell out every single seat because it'll be the first thing that anyone can go to.
Is the only downside to that they have the possibility to do it in Dallas, and Dallas is a bigger arena, so they could sell out.
But you gotta follow like the guidelines, like the social guidelines. You know what I mean? Texas is still like, no, you can't have crowds. But Providence is like, but Rhode Island's like, yeah, you can have crowds, go right ahead. And you have it in Providence. And you don't have to move.
I mean for that. And I think that you'd get people that were going to go to the Garden that'll just go to the
Right, exactly. Providence. Exactly. You don't lose tickets. People just move. If those tickets are good for Providence, they'll just go to Providence. You'll have to lose ticket sales. You can promote it as the first, like, big, huge gathering of a sporting event.
Yeah.
With fans. It's in a state that's doing fine as opposed to this one where Baker cries every day on TV about how he can't see his dad. Like, oh, I can't see my dad. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up about the fact you can't see your fucking dad. Hey. My father lives 1,200 miles away. Like, the fact that you don't get to see your dad because you're afraid, it's not our problem. We don't care. So, like, you don't want to see your dad, then fine, I don't see your dad. The rest of the world want to go see their parents.
Yeah.
So it's like, but I'm kind of tired of hearing him cry about how he can't see his dad all the time.
Fair enough. He cries on TV
all the time, dude. Especially the beginning, dude. I swear he wants to break down and cry half the time. He really does. It's like, yeah, like, come on, man. So, but I could see him being a bitch and fucking not allowing anything to happen.
Well, so he's already said that. They've already, like, backtracked on what his original statement was, and they're leaving it up to the private venues.
Yeah.
He's going to come down to the venues and what the venues want. So that's why I think Boston's going to be like, yeah, no, we're going to have SummerSlam. We have
events
planned.
I hope so. I hope they do, because of the amount of money they're going to make. That's my point. It's all about the money. It's like, dude, you're going to throw away, like, the possibility of making huge revenue.
And you gotta make huge revenue because it's four nights. It's not just like SummerSlam's gonna be in the Garden, and then TakeOver's gonna be in Providence, and this is gonna everything's gonna be the Garden. It's four nights of wrestling revenue. I don't see it unless they have to. I don't see it being canceled. I think SummerSlam.
Yeah, exactly. In Boston, the Garden's just gonna.
And I think that
the Garden's not gonna throw away that. Right. The Garden's not gonna throw away that much revenue. For the off chance that there might be problems with people getting sick. It's like, so then you just give everyone masks when they come in. Give out Boston masks. Give out SummerSlam masks. Give out freaking, hell, make masks of like, sell Bray Wyatt fucking masks.
That'd be cool.
You know what I mean? To have the Fiend face on the mask.
Listen, if SummerSlam happens, or maybe I might even do it for AEW Dynamite. You just gave me a brilliant idea. How great would it be to show up at Dynamite with a bunch of smart spot monkeys and super kicks masks and just hand them out to people?
Right. Or like, yeah. And or just, some hey, like.
You know, a podcast, smart spot monkeys and super kicks. Here, we got masks for you guys.
And
the whole show, you're going to see people rocking smart spot monkeys and super kicks masks. I'm looking at
that. I would create some like AEW masks so that if someone at AEW says, hey, where'd you get that mask? Oh, we made it. You want the prototype for it? You know what I mean? We can make a deal. You want this? We made it. It's, you can use it. You want to use it for to make a prototype for yourself, make some money? By all means, all we ask is that you give us a little bit of something on the side, and it's yours. You know what I mean? And just pass along.
Business. That's how business works.
Right. Yeah. We can talk about business. You want one? Sure. I'll give you. You'll give me the here's the prototype. You're welcome to try it. Go ahead.
All good ideas. All good ideas and things that, that can be done to make sure all this stuff happens. And I think that people are going to be moving on to this and making these things happen. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. We've already slowly moved on because we're back into systemic racism again.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we're back to racism. Good.
Yep.
COVID-19 starting to go down. It's like, oh, we got to ramp up something else. Let's ramp up the racism.
Yep.
Let's show video.
Is ready? As messed up as it is, it's a good sign because we're moving on from COVID.
True. Yeah. I mean, you know, racism, it sucks, but racism's not going to kill you.
Well, tell that to that guy. Tell that to George.
Racism's only going to kill you if you're black. If you're white, it's not going to kill you. If you're black, it's going to kill you. But like COVID-19, if you're black, it's going to kill you.
It sucks. If you're black, right. Everything kills you. It's just
right. If you're black, COVID-19 and white people kill you.
Yeah.
No. Sorry. I
mean, COVID-19 and white people will
kill you. Right. That's okay because after you die.
I thought I was seeing controversial shit today. No, Mike just destroyed all my controversial shit by saying that COVID-19 and white people kill black people.
It's true. Because, like, it's okay, though, because after you die, just hundreds of your friends will just go and loot a store because why not?
I already said, one of my buddies today posted something and said, if you were to get killed by the cops,
what store would you want your friends to loot? I would say Best Buy.
No.
You get some good
I'm
shit
a
there.
Different type of individual. I want Titan Towers to be looted. And I want to see I want to be looking down from heaven, watching somebody running up the street with that Tyrannosaurus Rex head from Vince McMahon's office.
Yeah,
That's me. That's what I want to see.
Right.
I get killed by a cop. I get killed by some shit. Go raid Titan Towers.
Go raid Best Buy.
Titan Towers. That's me.
It's Times Electronics.
I guess. Titan Towers.
Go raid.
I'll enjoy watching Titan Towers from heaven more.
Yeah, go raid Bed Bath and Beyond.
But anyway, we're going long. This is second part is longer than the first part. So let's kind of wrap this show up, put a bow on this thing, and get it all pretty and ready to go. Next week, we will be covering NXT Takeover. We're gonna do our Takeover preview. The pit stop show, and then Takeover's happening what on the Sunday, which is weird. It's usually on the Saturday. It's gonna be on the Sunday.
Yeah, next Sunday.
Following that, we will have a review show, which will happen right after Takeover goes off the air that night, just like we did. I did the last one. I don't, Mike. If you want to do it with me, you can do it with me. If not. I'll find someone will do it with me, and we'll have a little review show. If you missed our Flashback Friday, if you missed our Flashback Friday, I almost thought, wait, no, you didn't. So if you listen to this on the podcast, Flashback Friday dropped yesterday. If you're watching this on YouTube, I always drop this early. Flashback Friday drops in a couple hours, so make sure you check that out. This week, we did... What did we do this week? We did HBK versus the Bulldog for the WWE Championship at In Your House Beware a Dog from 5/28/96. Next week's episode is going to be Hulk Hogan versus Sergeant Slaughter in a Desert Storm match at Madison Square Garden, June 3rd, 1991. So that'll be our Flashback Friday for next week. So if you're listening to this on a regular podcast, check out the one that dropped yesterday. If you're watching this on YouTube, you might be seeing it before it drops. Either way, go find it. And next week, make sure next week is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that match. I've never seen that match.
Yeah, me either. Never heard of it.
So it'll be fun for us to watch a Desert Storm. I have no idea what a Desert Storm match is. I have no clue. But we're going to break it down. We're going to watch it, break it down for you, and have some fun talking about that match. And then we'll have our pit stop show next week. It's going to be a great week of action from the Smarks. Mike, before we get out of here, anything you want to say? Anything you want to tell people to do, to watch, to whatever? I think you froze on me. He just shook his head and didn't say anything. I lost Mike. Hopefully we get him back. Well, he's frozen. He didn't have anything. I asked him if anything he wanted to say, and he decided to freeze on me. So,
I think you froze.
You're back now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think you froze.
No, you froze. Maybe we both froze. I don't know.
We both froze. Anyways, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is back. Tried last night.
Oh, really? I'll have to watch that.
Yep, first episode was last night. You missed it. Other than that, that's about it.
Other than that, listen, I'm going to say one thing. I'm going to say one more thing going back to the Hannah thing. Listen, we just have to be better. Be better. Like, don't be that person on Twitter or on Facebook that just doesn't understand that people are people. Just because you're an anonymous face hiding behind a keyboard and talking to somebody you don't know, understand that they're people too. Understand that those people are just like people that you actually know and talk to. Understand that a 22-year-old girl could have been your sister or your cousin or your girlfriend or your brother's girlfriend, or, you know, just be smart when you think about that, and understand that people don't have the proper coping skills. And if you are in a situation where you know how to cope, use it. Like, people attacked Sunny this week because Sunny pointed out that she didn't let that get to her. And like, she's trying to make it about her. To me, I thought that she was using it to speak on how we need to have coping skills. So I wasn't mad at her for it. I think the people that were are assholes, but it's whatever. If you have a coping skill, if you are better at coping with this type of shit, talk to people. If you know someone that doesn't, try to have a conversation with them about it. Tell them, hey, this is what I do. And hopefully they're not so unable to take criticism and other opinions, and they can understand what you're saying and use it to make themselves better and to be able to deal with this stuff. Other than that, let's just be better as people. I mean, it's crazy. We lost a really young person that there was no need for it to happen.
That's my
learning statement for the day.
There you go.
That's it. Other than that, like I said, I told you everything to watch coming up next week. And other than that, it's time for us to get the hell out of here. So until next time, I'm Sean Puff.
And I'm IK.
And this has been Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Geeks. Peace out. Big ups, Boston.